See, I'm just a little country girl going all the way to Africa by myself.
Welcome to the Legacy Podcast, a co-production of Commonwealth Senior Living and WTJU in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm Emily Richardson Lorente. Jean Warren is 92, and from the get-go, she seems happy, really happy. The kind of happy where you wonder if maybe she's forgotten all the heartbreak she's lived through. But dig a little deeper, and it becomes clear that she hasn't forgotten the bad stuff. Not her husband's long illness, not the traumatic death of one of their sons. Jean is a devout Christian, and she was the wife of a traveling minister, so she always had her faith to comfort her. But she also made a very deliberate choice, one that ultimately led her to hop a plane to Africa in her 80s. But I'll let her tell you about it. Here's Jean Warren.
I had an absolutely wonderful life all my life. I don't know anything except wonderful good things. I grew up on a farm, and I had the nicest mom and dad in the whole wide world. This is the honest truth. I didn't know everybody wasn't a Christian until I was married. My first job was at the bank, and that's where I met my husband. The best guy I've ever met. Told my mom and daddy I'd found my husband and I'm gonna marry him. He doesn't know it yet. But I'm gonna wait until he does know it. And then when he asked me to marry him, then that's when I thought, oh, now what if I marry him and he's not who I expected? So that's when we talked it all over, and I said, now, if you're gonna marry me, I want children, and I wanna stay home and play in the yard and dig flowers and all that stuff. He said, that's exactly the kind of wife I want. He was perfect. We've had a wonderful, happy marriage and three boys, Ed, Larry, and Paul. The only fuss me and my husband ever had was one time we were having a revival meeting in our church. And they had lots of new people coming, just full. But right across the road was a high school and they were having their graduation and Larry was chosen to sing. I told my husband, I said, I'm gonna run across the road and listen to one song and come be right back. My husband doesn't like it because he thinks I shouldn't leave, you know, with guests here. And I thought, I would not miss this for anything. Yeah, I just walked away. And then my son, he was standing up there singing, "It is well with my soul." When peace like a river attendeth my soul. It was absolutely wonderful. That's the only thing I ever did in my whole married life. The only thing that caused a problem. And I would do that again. It is well with my soul. And it is well with my soul. That's the only argument or disagreement I ever remember having with my husband. And he had always heard me say, I wanted to be the first to die because I just couldn't stand to see my family die. When he got cancer really bad and he was suffering, he was suffering so terribly bad. And I thought, well, I changed my mind. I said, well, honey, I declare I would rather see you die than to see you live like this. You're in such severe pain. And he just closed his hand in my hand and died. But I got two boys that I can talk to every day on that little teeny phone. I think it's a toy phone, one of the kids' toys, but it works. Just got a little face on it, Larry's picture and Paul's picture and my sister's picture. You just punch their face and talk to them. Larry and I have always liked the same thing. It's the same kind of thing. And Larry and I just talk all the time about nothing. Hadn't talked to Paul much because he was a lawyer and he was in court a lot and gone. And he said, Mom, you haven't punched my face. And I said, well, honey, you've been in court and I couldn't get anywhere punching your face. And he said, I still don't like you punching Larry's face and not punching my face. They're working it out. They take care of their mom, and I'm thankful for that, because a lot of children don't.
Can you tell me about your third son?
Oh, he died. He was a pastor of the First Presbyterian Church in Roanoke, Virginia. And he was on his way to help some people that were desperately in need of help. And on the way home, a piece of metal went through the windshield and cut his head completely off, and it fell in his lap. That was my son after my husband had already died. That was just the worst of the worst. God just took care of me, and he kept me going. And I cried a lot, but there's nothing wrong with crying. I was about 88, and I had no reason to stay home. Larry's a missionary to Africa, Nairobi, Kenya. I just wanted to go follow him around and do what he does. My friends just begged me and pleaded, everybody I'd ever known, don't you go, you can't go, you can't go, it's dangerous. I felt excited. I couldn't wait to get there. I thought, if God's going to take care of me, what have I got to be afraid of? I was just simply delighted with the people there. And I didn't know from one day or from one place to the next where I was going or what I'd be doing. That's what made it so interesting, though. It's got its sad side. I mean, you cry yourself to sleep because of what you have seen. But it's not all like that. Larry was teaching, and I went with him to those classes. He was training people to be missionaries, too. And all the guys said, oh, we miss our grandma so bad, we don't know what to do. And then one guy stood up and he said, at least you've had a grandma and you're missing her now. I never had a grandma. Can I call you grandma? And I said, yeah, you can call me grandma. I'd love to be your grandma. Well, you believe that years have gone by, but he calls me regularly. I'm still his grandma. I love that.
Have you ever thought about what you want your legacy to be?
I don't know what it would be other than I just loved everybody. I've had a lot of help with everything I ever needed. Somebody just was there. Well, I wasn't out looking for him. Isn't that amazing? I've had some hard places, but it's a choice. You can get all frustrated and worry, or you can take it to the Lord and leave it there. And now that's the one thing that I am glad I did deliberately when I was having a difficult time. I thought, I can fuss and fume and not be nice, but that's not going to get you anywhere. So I just take it to God and leave it there. That's how I can be happy in the midst of bad stuff. It's a choice. And I choose to enjoy life and people.
That was 92-year-old Jean Warren. Jean lives at the Commonwealth Senior Living Community in Norfolk, Virginia. When I walked away from her after our hour and a half long interview, I couldn't believe how candid she'd been about her suffering and how happy she still was. If you or I live to be her age, I suspect we'll have a long list of indignities and traumas to mull over. That comes with surviving, doesn't it? And there's probably not much we can do to avoid any of that heartbreak. But maybe we can take a lesson from Jean Warren, who believes that how you react is a choice. And maybe it is. And hopefully, when we're old and looking back on our lives, we can say we chose to enjoy life, and people too, just like Jean. Thanks for listening to the Legacy Podcast, a co-production of Commonwealth Senior Living and WTJU in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente.